test design, you know, see what, look at this here.
There we go. Two extra batteries for you in case you need them, and it goes out without any warning.
Alright. So if it's not working.
Doctor, change the battery, it's on 707.
Come on.
Morning. We only have one microphone to pass around this morning, but if everyone speaks loudly, we will not have to pass the microphone around. I think my voice carries, so I'm not going to use the microphone. Anybody who does want to use it, just let us know and we'll send it your way. I'd like to welcome you all to our second joint municipal workshop discussing the fuel tax distribution method. And before we get started this morning, I would like everyone to rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. These things on the clerk this morning, I'm going to start over to my right with Dr. Niblock and have everyone go around the room clockwise and please introduce yourself and say where you're from.
David Niblock, Marion County Administrator.
Yeah, I'm Mentor County Attorney.
David Moore, Marion County Commissioner, District 1.
Charles Alley, Marion County Commission.
Kathy Bryant, Marion County Commission.
Stan McLean, Marion County Commission.
Earl Arnett, Marion County Commissioner.
Tom Joyner, Town of Reddick Council.
Bill Poyer, Town of Reddick Council.
Steve Rogers, Reddick.
Jim Stroop, Town of Reddick.
Fred Bears, Attorney for McIntosh.
Sheriff Gotham, Mayor of McIntosh.
Willie Allen, Council of McIntosh.
Marshall Roddick, Council of McIntosh.
Debbie Banana, Town Manager of McIntosh.
Gary Harris, City Commissioner, City of Bellevue.
Stand up, Mayor of Bellevue.
David Witt, Mayor, City of Danella.
Lisa Algier, City Manager, City of Danella.
Dennis Evans, Council, Danella.
Kenny Fleeger, Council, Ben Allen.
Morning, Matt Brower, City Manager, Ocala.
Ken Quinn, Mayor, Ocala.
Danny Lowen, Ocala City Council.
John McLeod, Ocala City Council.
Mary Rich, Ocala City Council.
Jake Mosley, Ocala City Council.
Suzie Heimbachel, Ocala City Council.
All right, thank you all for attending this morning, and I know that we have quite a bit of things to discuss, so with that, we're going to go ahead and get started, and I will turn it over to the municipalities for their presentation.
Okay. I saw Bellevue on there. I thought we were going to do open comments. You'd like me to go first?
Sure. Are you each going to speak, or do you have someone to speak for you collectively?
I think that it's nominated me to speak collectively.
Go ahead.
I'd like to thank you, Council. I don't need a microphone. I don't really need to hear me. Thank all the city councils for being here. Thank you, Commissioners, for having us. Bringing all the municipalities together has been really good, I think, for Marion County. I think it's been something that's going to strengthen Marion County going forward. Really proud of that. You know, I've made some friends already, and I think the more we've kind of pledged to do this, hopefully on a quarterly basis, to get all the municipalities together to work out some issues. So it's been something that I think is going to make for a better Marion County. So I do applaud to the commission for bringing this all together. Our main argument here is, and I think as all the elected officials sitting at these tables understand, you constantly face vague judgment calls. You're constantly having to make value judgment calls, almost on a weekly basis, right, as elected officials. So that value judgment argument really cuts here very well. And how do you put a number on how you value these municipalities for the city? Can you create a number that will create value in your mind, however you want to slice that? We've heard a lot of talk about both state statute levels. As I look just through Bellevue's here, that would bump us just below state statutory levels. So that one, that's a bit of a shocker to me seeing this proposal, because I do believe that the municipalities are united in this value judgment do no harm policy. 30 years ago, that was what, a handshake agreement? We've all agreed it was a political handshake agreement. It was a value judgment agreement, is what it was. They were creating value, those commissioners and those council members of each municipality were creating a value added approach to how they handled this. And I think that makes Marion County very special. It makes Marion County very unique. So, you can argue 30 years ago, it's too old, it's too archaic, we need to do something about it. What we need to do is remember that this is a value judgment to me. So this do-no-harm philosophy also allows all of us to kind of take a deep breath here, give us a fresh start, and it does no harm. So we've created an empirical formula that adds value. It creates a number on this value. City Kelly, City Ocala, she's been great for helping us put this together. She like passes around. So the great thing about this too is that it adjusts over time. She says the state statute can't, based on population. So not only are you creating, you're creating a number that you call the value number, the do no harm number. Giving each municipality its own value and allowing the formula to adjust over time. As population grows or shrinks, they'll all be able to adjust over time with the population. The other thing that I think we really had a hard time swallowing here as municipalities is this 90-cent argument. That seems to be just going away. I want to speak for the municipalities in that our residents pay into that 9 cents as well. So I know that most of this argument is good than 6 cents. I also implore the commission to understand that that 9 cents is paid in these municipalities as well. So before you kibosh the 9 cents for us, please take into consideration that value judgment you have to make, because all municipalities' residents pay 9 cents as well. I can't stress enough, you know, the value-based argument. We are your primary employment centers. We provide quality of life. Most of the libraries and hospitals are in our municipalities, our clinics. We are your commerce centers. You know, the B&Bs are generally in the municipalities. We handle all your commerce. I understand county arguments that you service large, large tracts of land in large areas. A lot of those are two-lane roads. A lot of ours are 4 and 6. And now I've taken into consideration state and federal roads. Pass through the county just like they pass through municipalities, but you've got to exempt them from this argument. We service large roads primarily for Catawba, Bellevue, Donella, 4 and 6 lane roads in a lot of cases. And that's exempting state and federal roads. We all understand that. We try about a dozen different formulas, using one with reserves and dividing the reserves over time. We tried Bellevue's formula based on daytime swells, population swells. That actually flipped, and Ocala was the big winner. Bellevue, Glenellen were the big winners, and left county on the flip side of that argument if you went just on daily population swells. So this formula to me is the do no harm formula. Create that value judgment number and giving us a number. How do you value these cities? What do they mean to you? For instance, we service 10 times our population a day. I don't know the Dallas number, but I know it's very large. And you know, so I close with, please keep in mind, I know it's a tough vote. It's a value judgment vote here. And that's where this do-no-harm philosophy came from. It is an empirical formula. You can say we backed into these numbers all you want, but it is a value judgment number. At least utilize that as you move forward. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Witt.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else from the municipalities that would like to speak this morning? Sure. Mayor Bukowski.
Thank you. Good morning, Commissioner. At our last meeting, we requested that each municipality submit a suggestion to provide a low gas tax formula. My staff created several different formulas, which are included as part of the agenda package. I also presented these to each of you individually, either in person or via email. This information was also shared with the other municipalities at a meeting less than a week ago. If you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer them. Otherwise, on behalf of the City of Bellevue, we realize that this is a difficult decision and one that each of you is treating as a most serious issue. We recognize your desire to balance the needs of your constituents in the unincorporated parts of the county with the needs of your constituents in the incorporated parts of the county. I would just like to reiterate my presentation at the last meeting regarding the fact that Bellevue has been a good steward of the money you have generously shared with us in the past. If at all possible, we would simply like the opportunity to continue to be good stewards of those funds. Funds which have been spent to benefit of not only the citizens of Bellevue, but those in the surrounding community that I feel is available on a regular basis. We would very much appreciate it if the county could leave our current distribution amount in place. However, if you find that to not be in the best interest of everyone in the county and choose to go with the distribution percentages, we do ask that you kindly put in place a mechanism in order to ensure that we can continue to effectively fund our gas tax eligible projects. If you have any questions about the formulas, I'm certainly be happy to explain those.
Commissioners, do you have any questions? No, I'm concluding. Going back to the sheet that was presented to us by the City of Ocala, Commissioners, does anybody have any questions regarding that? Any questions? All right, seeing none. Commissioners, do you have any comments? Commissioners Alec.
Did Ocala prepare this piece? Can you guys just help us out with the revenue sharing adjustment factor?
We can't.
Can you give the microphone, please?
Sure. And you'll have to turn it on when it gets down to me.
Hello?
Yes, much better.
The cause no harm revenue sharing adjustment factor. Can somebody address that? Thumbs up. How do you come up with those numbers? How's that formula?
I can do that. I don't know if my voice is loud enough or not.
Okay, sir.
Let me go ahead and voice. Does anyone have a copy of this? Does anyone have a copy? Okay.
Let me just go through this column by column. If you have any questions, please stop me. Of course, the first column is just the municipalities as well as Marion County, just identifying the legal entities. The second column is looking at what we really call the Beaver, which is the population estimates out of Bureau of Economic and Business Research. The third column is population by percent. So that's simply a breakdown of the numbers by each entity by percent. And then the fourth column is what they call base distribution, simply meaning that is based by what we're going to apply what we call the no harm revenue sharing adjustment factor. And that leads to the fifth column, which is a factor. So we added a factor back in to the base distribution to get us what we call a final distribution, which is essentially equal to the distribution which is in place right now. The variable here that will change subsequent or future years is the population percent. If the county population continues to grow and the cities do not, annually that be adjusted so that your percentage would go up to reflect the increase in population. Conversely, if a city's population, like Denellen's, was going to go up, their population, of course, would allow them on an annual basis to be reflected in their allocation because it would go up to match the population. So again, this is a do no harm. We use the population. Future years are done annually, justify an increase or decrease in population of all the entities to reach the allocated delegation of monies.
I'm sorry, I'm slow. Help me out. I still don't understand from what formula does the do no harm numbers come from? From what?
From, it's very simple. You take the base population.
Okay.
What we do is add to that in column 5, outlined in green, a cause no harm revenue sharing factor adjustment to bring that back up to par with what it is today. Okay. Then in the future, the population changes would dictate the allocation on an annual basis.
Okay.
That's that value base number we're talking about. And in doing so, we've created value within the cities. Now, that's something you could, of course, look at and do the final analysis. But this creates a feeling of harm as we sit today. You know, so that's how it happened. You can see it back into that number, but it is a value based number. Now, going forward, if you utilize that number and decided based on population that it's going to move you forward down the road, I don't know what your estimates are growing. We have annexed another couple of thousand acres, moving into it'll be a total of 10,000 acres for Denellen, a little over 10,000 acres, and then in the very near future, we're looking for a population increase. So we wanted to see something like that would help us going forward, you know, get our fair share of that.
I agree. I think that makes sense, Mayor, and that's why I think that we're here today, because 30 years ago, from what our population in the unincorporated county was 30 years ago to what it is today, it's grown over 230%.
All right, Councilwoman Klein-Bothell.
Absolutely. I was going to say, Commissioner Zalek, I think that number, what that number is saying, we're 30 years late on generating that number. Okay, we had an answer 30 years ago, and the answer was, here's how it's going to be done. And now we fast forward to 30 years, and we're trying to figure it out, is, you know, the answer was 4, but did you use 2 plus 2? Did you use 1 plus 3? Did you use 0.5? You know, and going through those types of things. And so what the communities are now saying, and yes, you've grown, the unincorporated areas have grown, but so have the cities and so have the municipalities. And so what municipalities are trying to say with this number right here is, yes, it's 30 years late, but this number allows a revenue neutral kind of thing. It's not that any municipality is asking for any more money. We're doing at a starting point to where we now know that, at least for right now, 2 plus 2 is going to equal 4. Now, that may change, obviously. It may change, and as we go from here, so as we move forward and we say next year, your number adjusts, we now have a number to fall to that says the county's unincorporated area has now increased another 50,000, and Dunellen or Bellevue or Ocala has actually decreased, and so that then starts affecting that number. And you have something to stick to say, population times this number now is going to give this, be it incorporated, be it Bellevue, be it Dunellen, be it Ocala, whatever, of a number. And so we've had to back, you know, we're 30 years late on trying to find out what the formula is versus the answer. So, and that's where that comes in. And that's the consideration, as Mayor Wood is talking about, is yes, it's a value number, but at least we're trying to get to ground zero moving forward, that we now everybody understands in the community what that's going to be off of. Now, basically, in that number, from what we understand, the easy thing, as we know last meeting, Commissioner McClain brought up, I mean, we got to do something. The state's looking at us and saying, what's your formula? And so it's easy to just go to the default number. And that's where all the municipalities are looking, saying that the default number is going to put a major, major hurting on them. And so that's where this number comes in. So is that where we came up with that number? We came up with it to not hurt us. That's where we came up with that number. It's how do we get to the answer when they never did 30 years ago? They went straight to the answer without understanding what the formula was. And so that's the consideration today, really, was that green box right there, that we now have a starting point.
Thank you, sir. At least I understand it now. I appreciate that. Okay.
Commissioners, do you have any other questions? Councilwoman Heinbockel, did you have something else to say?
I guess I would like to hear from the commissioners. When we got together last week, it's talked about us just having normal conversations with various members of the commission. And I have done that as well, just sort of informally when I see you somewhere. But I've gotten a real sort of mixed message as to maybe how you all are approaching this. And if you would, it would be beneficial to me at least to just hear from you publicly, you know, sort of where you're coming from and how you think you may approach this decision.
Susie, your answer.
I don't think this is obviously, and I'm not going to use this. You can all hear me, correct? Can you all hear me?
The microphone would be better. The microphone would be better to hear you.
All right. I have such a loud voice that I feel like I'm very loud when I speak on the microphone. Of course, we all know that this is not an easy issue to deal with. I don't think anybody who's sitting on this commission wants to go out and do harm to the municipalities. But the bottom line is that we have a formula that was politically motivated 30 years ago, as we were told, I think it was the mayor at our last meeting, was how that number was derived at. And as Councilman Owen stated just a few minutes ago, we now have the state looking at us going, how in the world did y'all come up with this number? So I think we are all considering a lot of different factors, and I think we all know that population has moved from the municipalities out into the county, and the county now has a lot more to take care of. And to say to you today, okay, this is exactly how I'm going to do this.
I give your approach.
But our approach is going to be, it's going to be a mathematical, how many miles of roads do we have to take care of? What's the best formula that we can come up with? I think that we've looked at many different formulas, and there is no magic wand here. We've just got to try to do what's best for all the citizens of Marion County. And that's what we have to take into consideration.
Commissioner McLean?
It's pretty much ditto for what that gentleman that just shared. But I think one of the things that, you know, for me personally, I think what we were asking for was, is there a different formula? Is there some thought process that is different or whatever besides just let's keep going the same thing as that we've already always done? And I think Danny spoke about that a little bit, and I think that's what we're trying to do. Is there a formula that mathematically makes some sense so that it can be a formula that's always used? And so, and then there's all this discussion about how many people come into the city during the daytime, how many go back out of the scene at all. There's all these things that are going on. So are those considerations, you know, here again, if you want to use that argument, you all certainly reap the benefit of those people coming into your communities. So how do you quantify that? If you want to use that argument, how do you quantify that? How do you quantify what the county actually has spent on roads that bring that those folks into your city or into your municipality? How do you quantify some of those kinds of things? So it's not as simple, for me, it's not as simple as just saying, I just don't want to be hard on saying, well, we just, you know, want to harm someone. I think there's always a mathematical number that you get to at the end of the day that makes sense. I don't know if I've seen that proven in any numbers that I've looked at this point. So for me, I'm continuing to think about some of those things. Is there a logical way to understand what the benefit is to you all for having citizens drive from outside of Marion County into your city? Then what happens when they come back into the county? You know, I mean, 34th Street, for example, it's about a $60 million project. We spend about $50 million on it. So I say we as in the taxpayers spent $60 on the whole thing. Some of it came out of your coffers, most of it came out of our coffers, which is fine. But at the end of the day, we've spent a lot of money on projects coming in and around the municipality. So I don't know if it's, you know, necessarily, you know, how you factor all, is that a factor that you have to talk about? You know, see, so that's what I'm saying. I think there's big numbers out here that have somewhat been bantered around a little bit, talked about, but, you know, for me, you're talking about some major discussion that would have to take place if you want to make all those arguments, because there's all dollars tied into all those things. I think that as county commissioners, we have to consider that, you know, we have a large portion of roads in the county, be it two-lane, whatever they are, there's still demand on us to ensure that people can move around the county. So that's where this commissioner's coming from. I think there's a responsibility. The default formula probably, Marion County is somewhat unique, and we've got five municipalities. I was talking with Commissioner from Lake County, they have 14 municipalities in Lake County alone. We've got five, so it's somewhat unique in that circumstance, because, and then one municipality is 50,000 or whatever the population is today. So it creates somewhat of a, if you look at the default formula, it was really built more for the cities than it was for the county, for this reverse situation, because we got more of a population. If you got 34 municipalities in a county, it certainly that turns around, because you got more municipalities. And so, but again, we have to represent all the citizens of Marion County. We got to represent those that are incorporated, those that are unincorporated. Everybody votes for us, obviously, or votes against us. That may be the case. So those are the things that I'm looking at. I don't know if I understand where all this is coming from. Basically, you know, I mean, it's the same formula. So it's the same formula, you know, that we've been using. I personally think that the only person that knew how it all happened is here today and told us how it happened. And we know that when you want that tax, you go tell everybody, hey, this is what you're going to get out of it, and everybody, to get everybody on board to go vote for it. So that's how it happened. I don't think there was any numbers put to it at the time. So that's where I'm at.
Commissioner Arnett, would you like to speak? Or which commissioner is that? I'll pass it back then.
I agree. If you look at this, you know, we're doing the same thing that I think everyone else in this room is trying to do. We're trying to provide the best transportation we can for our citizens. I don't think from that perspective anybody's thought process is different. We have had some incredible substantial growth in Marion County as a whole, including the cities. I don't think anyone wants to get to a place where we truly hurt another municipality. I think there are ways. I guess if you wanted to state one scenario, if we can't all agree on something and we had to use a default rate, I think there's opportunities, though, just as we have worked recently, commissioners, with the city of Ocala 49, I mean, jointly coming together on both of our ends to make sure that this project happens. I think there's opportunity to set some money aside that we would have normally collected from cities and work together to put together a five-year transportation implementation plan collectively, and we would be able to fund those things. I think there's lots of just try to get some nuts and bolts to those situations, because in reality, I think that we want to continue to make sure that our cities flourish. But at the same time, you know, speaking outside of that for the unincorporated area, that we make sure that we can do some improvements to some of the dirt roads and some of the things that we grade, and get back into some point where, you know, we can stabilize some of those roads. So I'm just, from my perspective, I'm just trying to balance those things out and come up with a good solution.
Madam Chair, real quick.
Councilman Owen.
I know we went around the table introducing ourselves. I'm going to make sure that the record reflects Mr. Browning has joined the elected officials table.
Yes, thank you.
No.
Well, the point is, you're not an elected official.
Yeah, things are that very politely make.
It's a workshop.
Don, this is just for the elected officials. The audience participation has seating in the back, and I think what they're asking is that only the elected officials or county staff are sitting at this table. We don't have any public public comment scheduled today. Okay.
And I'll just say, I would just like to see a place at the table. For that.
There's five
dots
for that.
We've got commissioners. We're the commissioners. Thank you, Don. Thank you, Don. Councilman Owen, did you have anything else to say?
No, I know we're going to make sure that the record reflects that.
Thank you. Commissioner Moore, did you have anything today? No? And I think Commissioner Arnett did. If someone could pass that microphone back down here.
I think first of all, they probably be very worried when they make decisions based on what they've done in the past. And that's what we're looking at, whether we call it back and end of this number or just going back to the default formula. And of course, as Commissioner Fallon said, the county unincorporated area has grown some 225-250%. I think we need to look at the fact that the these dollars are designated by statute to be used for road repair, and the dollars that each municipality receives per mile of road that they're taking care of needs to be looked at. Those are the real issues. I don't think traffic, in most traffic, and when I go into Dunnell, I go on either a state or U.S. highway. When I go to Belleville, I usually go on a state or U.S. highway. I don't travel back into the community unless I'm going to see an individual resident. I go to a business which is on the state or U.S. highways. So I think that we need to use a little bit of common sense and base it on some real figure rather. And, personally, as a commissioner, I have no interest in harming or hurting any of the municipalities, but we need to use common sense. We need to use reason rather than just saying, well, we did it for 30 years, so we're going to start there. We're going to forget about everything that was done in the past. The fact is that the unincorporated area has grown 225%. So, we need to look at the dollars that are being, that are actually being received for the purpose of doing road repair.
Okay. I think we heard from all the commissioners and Mr. Evans. 1 minute passes around the.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You let it stop here before he gets to him. I haven't said anything.
Stop after it, Jeff.
Jeff, stop it. Thank you.
Thank you. We were talking about, or I think it was Commissioner McClain talked about benefits, as far as if you can come into the city. There's also obviously a cost, to that attached to that benefit. Somebody said something about setting money aside. I think Commissioner Allen, you were talking about setting money aside. I mean, obviously, for setting money aside, you can just go ahead and give it to us and we can decide, what to do with it. And I think we're all elected officials and we can figure out, what needs to be done. The 489 project, had we shared that, educational population, obviously, they can't go ahead a greater share of the 489 project. But, and it was part of doing that farm, we were really trying to back in, to where we were. This formula that comes out to the end, results from where we are now. So we don't have any formula where we were for a year ago. It was just, you're going to get this, you're going to get that. So there really wasn't a formula. So now we're just trying to put a formula with where we are. But I just give you a quick example. Two out of three of them. We replaced that road up the county road and we just couldn't continue to have it in the condition that it was. We replaced that. The council member Rich talked about it, that we repaired or fixed. That was the county road. But I'll give you an example of, I was at Rappus not long ago, and someone said, we just moved to this house, and we're not sure if we're in the city or the county. We've been there about 9 months, and we are in OEA. That's a little bit called by message. There's a big pothole in our road in front of our house, and sitting there today, we said for a while. And it's a little bit called, so I called someone at the city, I think maybe Bill or somebody. I called Stevens. And we came to address, and we were going to have another breakfast, and by the time we did the breakfast, he had called me back and said, we went out and fixed it. It's done. That's the ones in the city or the county, it's not in the county, but it's only about 3 blocks, and we just went out and fixed it anyway. So thank you. But those are the things we do for each other. We're supposed to be helping each other out. We talk about all these things we're doing to try to work together. Somewhat the attitude, but it feels like that we're not working together on this. It seems like you've already made a decision. I would like to have more discussion. I think Commissioner McClain talked about there needs to be more discussion. I think everybody would have love to have more discussion. Unless you've already, as a commission, made up your mind, I don't know where you are in your thought process, but you've already made up your mind, that's fine, but, we would obviously like to see you make up your mind and get to this resolution rather than the default solution. So that's all I want to say right now. Thanks.
Thank you, Mayor Quinn.
Thank you.
Chairman Bryant for allowing me to speak here. I want to go back to a comment that I made in the last meeting, given all this conversation about the division of the municipalities and the county, and given that, all the roads are within the municipalities or the counties. And at the present time, everybody has to take care of their own roads, as I understand it. So I'm asking to consider, for you to consider a different philosophy. And that is the county would take care of all the roads. The cities, municipalities would write a work request to have road work done or new roads built or whatever. And the cities, municipalities could get rid of the road service departments and all of that. And then you wouldn't have to have a formula. You would be totally working off of work request from everybody. I would just like for it to be considered, you know, before you make a decision that is going to be very harsh on the municipalities.
Thank you, Mr. Evans. Councilman Evans, sorry.
Truthfully, as a fact, that's what's going to have to happen if you all lower our percentages. We're going to be losing an awful lot of people in our road department area, and you all are going to have to take it over. We have been banking money because we're small and we have reserves. We actually have very good reserves because we're looking at larger projects, because we know there is going to be a great deal of population change in the Van Allen area. I think you all need to look at us all individually, because it's going to wipe out possibly two smaller towns. And I think the consideration of what it's going to do to the other communities is very important for you all.
Thank you.
Commissioner, just one quick question. Is there any thought process what you ultimately decide? Will that be a just blanket for the whole county, including municipalities, or are you going to split it out and handle municipalities each on their own merit with different formulas?
We couldn't do that. We'd have to have five. I believe, Mr. Mitchell, correct me if I'm wrong, but we would have to have individual interlocal agreements with each municipality. And we, unless, if we don't use the...
All based on the same formula.
Yeah, if we don't base it all on the same formula, we would have to have interlocal agreements with each municipality. Is that correct, Mr. Mitchell?
Well, yeah, but I'm concerned that if we try to treat municipalities differently, with some kind of different formula applicable to each municipality, that would be subject to being challenged. So based on how I read the statute, I think that would be a problem to try to go down that road.
Thank you.
Commissioner Moore?
I was glad to speak because I've spoken to a lot of people individuals. I live in John McCarthy, so I'm Joe Montias. I'm a resident of the city of Ocala. He is my councilman. Of course, he lives in my district, so I represent him back. And we are working together just what my mayor said, the mayor of my city, which we are trying to work together. And I'm honestly not made up. I was really hoping to get somebody would come in with this great idea I had thought of. One idea I'll just answer some ideas I had thought of with that. I know that one was sheer dollar amount per person, but that goes back to be no harm, it actually does more harm than good. So on paper, some of us, we do represent 100%, you know, we don't just represent 19% or 81%, we represent everybody in Marion County. So everybody should have a voice and everybody should be at the table. And I would love to have everybody here. But I was really looking forward today to hear from the different municipalities, because I've talked to a lot of y'all individually, one-on-one, or like sometimes, you know, a couple of y'all I went out to lunch with. And I was really hoping to hear something new, something where somebody would get this message formula that it's not a problem. And unfortunately, to this point, I haven't, but it doesn't mean it's over yet. There's got to be a better way, and we're going to keep on working on it until we find a better way, because there has to be something. You know, this particular one where we act for, excuse me, I'll use your numbers, where it acts into, the 10.59 was what the, you know, county or unincorporated here to subsidizing the, you know, municipality, which I don't think, of course, is intended by that, but that's the way it appears. We need to come up with something maybe no straightforward, but we do a success or something, so that we can make work. But it's something where it's straight across the board, where Reading and McIntosh are treated the same way that the city of Ocala, the city of Ireland, and now in Philadelphia are all treated equally and fairly. And that's what we've got to come up to, and hopefully we will.
And if I may.
Okay, yes, sir.
No way.
I believe that, you know, that do no harm number is there as an example. We're just showing you where it currently is, 30 years ago, handshake agreement. It's a do no harm number. It's a value judgment number. Now you guys can come up with your own do no harm value judgment number, or you can go to state statute. You know, we all know that benefits y'all the most. It hurts the little ones the most. And so we were just showing you a number, a physical number that got you to where we are today. Is that, did we think you better get rubber stamp it and move on? Of course not. But it does show that there's value in the cities. That's, I think, what they meant when they made that deal 30 years ago. Now, could you tweak that do no harm number, that value judgment number? Absolutely. The other, the one that got us fairly close was dividing, and I've already brought this up, was using all surplus monies or reserve monies, dividing over a five-year period. We backed out your $50 million bond, and the county actually gained a few points. It didn't hurt us as badly. Didn't hurt Ocala. As a matter of fact, I think Ocala gained a point or two. So there are multiple numbers out there. This one to us, and I'm speaking for the whole group, was the one that we saw as something you could work from. And you could give the city's value in that do no harm column. Tweak it as you like, but give the city a value-based number. And that's what we were after there. We didn't necessarily think we were going to adopt it as is. And we all know that that's a 30-year-old number, and it's there for you to chew on. But that's where that column came from. It's a do no harm value-based number.
All right, thank you.
I'm Brent Barrett, from Town of McIntosh, and we are one of the two municipalities that we wiped out, as Councilman Flager mentioned here. The McIntosh supports the formula that has been presented here. We think it's disingenuous to discredit 30 years ago what happened to come up with this number. It's worked for 30 years. We have 30 years of precedent for this. 5/6 of the parties involved in this decision agree with this number. We feel that it will treat us fairly. I hear from the county that you're looking for population. This formula accounts for population. As we go forward here, more population moves into the unincorporated area, you will get more revenue. The cities will flourish if we're not able to take care of our roads. We implore you to find revenue from other sources. Please let the counties march forward with what they have had and do not find them.
Thank you. Anyone else?
One last word.
Yes, sir.
Where eviction room is not enough revenue to go around. We are conservative people, pretty much throughout the county. The bear in the room is that we've grown and grown and grown because we're a magnet for people, because we don't charge as much in Glossville County. We don't charge as much as Volusia County. We're cheap. It's good for all of us. I was a businessman. I loved it. Wonderful. Been here most of my life. Encouraged my friends and neighbors to come here. Got the best commissioners. City, county. Got the best elected officials in Tallahassee. They mirror my laws. The better the room is, you've got to have some more revenue. So if you don't take action now as an elected county commission and look forward 10 or 15 years, what's going to happen is these people that come from some other place, they bring all these ideas with them. This is such a dark spot. Oh, I love it. But in fact, I'll give you a little bit of New Jersey because they done it better. And there are returned to a deed. So think about that.
Thank you. Anyone else who would like to speak?
Yes,
ma'am. Mr. Councilman Roach?
Have you all come up with a formula? I mean, I know we were supposed to work together and get a formula that would work for all municipalities.
No, there's been no decisions made at this point by the commission. I think we are still considering several different options, and as I said earlier, this is a difficult task because, you know, it is not the county's position to harm the municipalities. But also, as I said earlier, we have to consider the fact that we now have more roads to maintain than we had 30 years ago. We now have more people living in the unincorporated areas, and we have to think about all of the residents of the county. Well, everybody who lives within a municipality lives within the county. That's a given.
Yeah, I understand that. But I mean, I thought we'd like to get an idea of what you all are thinking about.
I think we've all pretty much said that already.
Not only.
I don't have a formula to give you today, no. I mean, if that's what you're asking me, we came to this workshop to see what you all were going to come to us with. You were tasked with working together to come up with a formula. You have now presented us with that formula, so at this time, I think it's our job to take that formula and deliberate on it. Well, two formulas, yes, I'm sorry, Mayor Dubkowski. Anyone else? Yes. Councilman Messman.
First of all, I'm very excited about this. Not easy. Former mayor, our mayor McIntosh said, we're all dealing with less revenue. Each municipality as well as the county as well as the state. What I would implore you to do is, I know you want to find a mathematical formula. I think finding a truly, purely mathematical formula is not at the end of the rainbow. You're never going to find it. So I would ask you to look at the mathematics, but also look at the other values that are added to those mathematics. You make a lot of decisions in your lives, on commission and away from commission, that are not truly based on just mathematics. In the banking business, we make those decisions all the time. It's called C for character. Five season credits, character is one of them. I'm imploring you to look at other things besides just purely the mathematics.
Thank you. Anyone else?
Next steps.
I believe that we will be deliberating on this, and then we will
we have to have, and we have to have whatever we're going to have done to be brought forth as an agenda item by June the 7th for our June the 15th. 18th, I'm sorry, June the 18th meeting, and at that time, you know, we will be moving forward with whatever we're going to do. We will get back with each of the municipalities and let them know what that is. Yes?
So will you all be having a commission workshop in
We did not have any plans to hold a commission workshop. I mean, we will be in discussion with our county administrator, and we will, you know, decide what we're doing, and it will come forth as an agenda item, and at that time, we will discuss it as an agenda item.
It's a philosophical on our first workshop. The question was asked of the commission, do you feel that you can spend the dollars philosophically better by taking dollars away from the municipalities than the municipalities can? And it was stated, no, it will be pretty much a home rule that the municipalities can have effectively spending their funds, because all those funds are audited by the Auditor General. So are we really talking about a formula, or are we just talking about money? What are we really talking about? We're just talking about money. There's no commission of claims.
That's right.
Basically, that your transportation and the county administrator feel that they need those funds to be able to service a larger populace of...
Our bureaucracy always thinks they need more money. That's why I said there's a high county commissioner to make that decision.
No, we don't think we need more money. We're not asking for more money. We're asking for resisting money.
That's my point, yeah. Bureaucracy always thinks they need more money. That's our point. But that's why the five county commissioners have to decide, is this a value judgment? And we're not talking about mathematics. My point is that some people want to try to make an argument that, oh, we swelled this amount of population, so therefore that makes a reason why we should get more money. My point is that there's also, on the flip side of that, you receive benefit when people come into your community. So you see what I'm saying? If you want to use that argument, certainly send that number to me, and I'll think about that, and then I'll think about, okay, but then whether you actually do gain something by folks coming into your municipality during the daytime, and the answer is probably yes. So that's my point, is if you want to use an argument, tell me what the number is, and then I'll certainly think about it. But at the end of the day, there's always a flip side to those arguments. That's my point when I say that, is, and I think that's what I thought possibly, because obviously there's a lot bandied around, because I have not had communication with any of you all personally, other than Mr. Musselman in the grocery store one night in Patton. But I heard that these, you know, things are being bantered about in the community. Oh, we should consider this, we should consider that, we should do this, we should do that. If you want to use those numbers as your point of reference or a basis for doing some of this, I think that's what I thought we might possibly see here today. You know, versus that this formula goes back to the same thing it was. I don't know if that's where I thought we were going to be at the end of the day. So, but it is about money. I mean, that's absolutely what it's about. I mean, I think for me, none of us know what any of us spend money on. I don't look at your budget, so I don't know. Maybe you look at mine, so you kind of have an idea what the county does. I don't have a clue what any of you all do with your with this money that you get. It's supposed to be used for transportation, and so, and I know that there's some categories in there that you can use it for, and you know, so do you need to defend that? You might. Just like we can defend, we should have to defend how we spend our road dollars. Because there are folks that live in the municipalities who vote for the county commissioners and certainly have a right to ask those questions. And so, you know, again, it's a big, broad discussion. If you want to bring all that in, if we just want to talk about do no harm or go back to the same thing we're at, that's fairly simple.
I thought Councilwoman Fluger first. I think maybe the easiest thing to do would be to have you all put a value on each community and municipality, and you tell us what we're worth to you then. Because that is basically what it's going to come down to. So, give it a shot. See what we say when you come back to us.
Well,
Mayor Glenn?
Yeah, just, you know, to Commissioner McClain's point, you know, if we come up with and use some of those numbers and use some of those formulas, Mr. McClain, it comes back where it's a lot more money than what we're currently getting. I mean, is that going to be a problem? Or are you going to say, well, we don't like
my point is, if you want to use an argument, show me, in other words, if you want to bat our number around, and show me the number. But don't tell me that this is, we have all this population coming in, and it's all up to us to make sure that they get into the city when you all have already said that the minute you all receive benefit from folks coming into your city, Johnny. They tell us
that.
I believe that was what I said earlier. Councilman Owen.
Just two things. Hopefully, Mr. McClain, as you said, if you're looking for some things, I'm going to sit down with you in the next couple of months if you're willing to do that. But also, when you say these daytime swells, I would just ask you to think about this. If I got a letter, or you look out a letter tomorrow from Washington, D.C., so we're not going to take care of I-75 anymore. Y'all benefit from that. You got 484, you got State Road 40, 27, all of that. We're not going to send you more. We're cutting back our allocations for the upkeep of I-75. We're going to now do that to Marion County. So y'all just take care of it. Because the argument can keep going and talk about daytime swells, and immediately everyone will be able to tell, oh, wait, we've got 120,000 cars a day to come through I-75, and we got all these things. Yeah, but they probably stop and get Chick-fil-A, and they probably stop and get that gas tax I'm talking about, and they probably stay for that tax, and do a lot of the things y'all just take care of. So it's the same type of thing that we're getting. In the food chain, and it all just keeps flowing down, but Marion County's also in the food chain. And those are the things, as Jay was talking about, we're getting funding from state and feds and everything else. I couldn't imagine that Washington, D.C. telling Marion County to start taking care of I-75, we're out.
Can you pass that microphone over? Does anyone else have any other comments? Mayor Dukowski, you want to take that over to Richmond? Ms. Rich, President Rich, we'll come right back to you as soon as Mayor Dukowski's done. Sorry, I didn't see you. Thank you, and you're welcome.
Commissioner McClain, I just want to point out that on the agenda item that you submitted, it is the Ethernet combination as well, and I do understand your point of view on that, but when you're asking for, you're asking us to give you numbers and justify that, we do have that in here, so that we have an opportunity to sit down and look at that. We base it on, you know, pretty hard data, which the gas tax really is related to transportation costs, and the population that I see during the day really does impact our transportation expenses. So if you just have a moment to look at the different formulas that we can help with, we definitely appreciate it. And we did have another formula that we presented, which wasn't based on population small either, which is based on our completion of Beaver Days, which Ruth was one of the county staff suggestions, but we added to it a historic use factor, which looked at the way the municipality has spent the money in the past. So we got on the spend, you don't have to mention it by county, but we matched that money and we put our money in the income. So you can also look at those. And again, if you have any questions or anything, I'll be happy to look at those.
Madam Chair,
yes,
I just wanted to have something clear in my mind.
Yes, ma'am.
Is it that you all don't like either of these formulas that we presented to you today?
Well,
I mean, just,
I feel silly, yeah, I think generally.
1 and 5 13, are you going to?
No, we're not going from 5 and 13.
Why not?
Well, that was why I said we've got to take these and we've got to look them over, but are you? Okay.
I was just, We talked about, you know, the change that X factor, if you will, is what is the value in the incentive, the city to the people coming to our city to spend the money and put the day. But I guess one thing, you all, in the question that I have in my mind, is the value that as well. I mean, is there a value that I mean, we're worried about population, that we have these economic centers where we do come, and what is that value? You know, we can crunch numbers and try to come up with a formula all day long, but, you know, we've been here for years trying to come up with what that number is. But, so I guess the ultimate question is, to the county commission, in my mind anyway, is what is the value of that to our overall community? That we do have these very vibrant centers of commerce and that are continuing to grow, and we are trying to continue to help them to grow as best we can. And, you know, it does come down to a value judgment and what is the value that's placed on that.
And I think that that can be argued both ways. Without those people that live in the unincorporated areas to come in and to support those economic areas, they wouldn't be going either. So I think that that can be argued both ways. One of the things that I'm looking at right now, and this is where I have a little bit of a problem, when you look at what the county and what each municipality spends per mile based on the current distribution formula, somebody tell me how it makes sense that the county is supposed to do all of their little work at a little over $3,700 per mile, and then we have municipalities with as much as almost $27,000 per mile to spend. And that's based on the current distribution rate. Where is the logic there? And it goes with almost around everything else. $3,800 for the county, $16,000 for one municipality, $17,500 for one municipality, almost $27,000 for one municipality, $10,000 for one, and $14,500 for another.
You want to answer the question?
Where is the logic there?
Your land use, if you have such a large amount of land.
Correct, and that is what we've been saying. I've just asked, and this is going to be something that I'm going to ask to look at as well. I asked Monia if there is a way that we can look at the different types of roads, what it costs for maintenance on those roads, and then maybe come up with a formula
that a resident's mileage on the road miles in each community and divide that out of people.
What about traffic?
That is something that we can look at as well. So, to give you a definite answer today, I still think there is some thoughts that are going into it. I think that maybe there is a thought out there by all the municipalities that the county has just made up their mind and they're going to do this. So this commissioner, no, that's not the thought. And, you know, at the end of the day, we want to vote with you and we want to do what's best for all municipalities and for all the county. Commissioners, do you have anything else to say before I have this other council member?
I just have a question. I mean, you said that the county's averaging $4,700 a mile. I would love to see what your per mile cost is on 35th, for example, that's going into the FedEx Magna property. I mean, you have the design constraints, you have infrastructure requirements, there's a lot. I gotta imagine that 35th Street being constructed in the manner in which you're doing it is a lot more labor intensive and design intensive than it is on making sure that there's a nice little turnoff off of 316 out of Little Forest.
Absolutely.
Well,
is that point.
Current dollars you're talking about, or is that what?
That is the current formula.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, I mean, and we spent, gosh, what was it, $11.1 million for 1 mile of road when we did, you know, Magnolia, what, 10 years ago, 12 years ago?
So. All right, anyone else? Councilman Bob.
Hopefully last but not least. Commissioners, thank you for the opportunity to, you know, voice our opinion as municipalities too. In a perfect world, we'd love you to accept this. And, you know, it's a revenue neutral type of agreement. I don't think that's the direction you're going. And at the other end of the spectrum, we have the state standards. So at some point, the state standards really hurt municipalities, really devastates our road departments. With this agreement, what you're telling us is that we really can't do that. So somewhere in between there, there's got to be a formula that helps us all. It's going to hurt us all. We have to come to that conclusion. Because I don't think you're going to take the formula that's revenue neutral. But you go all the way to the state statutes, that's really going to devastate us as municipalities. So hopefully you'll consider that when we make your decision.
Thank you, Councilman.
Madam Chair.
Commissioner Zalek.
Well, Councilman, what do you think is fair? I mean, how long would the county keep you whole? And then started some kind of reduction or phase-in plan, what would be accepted?
Well, Commissioner Zay, I prefer revenue neutral is fair,
I understand.
But, and it is a formula to work off, and that's one of the things that you wanted to see, that you could explain to your constituents. That being said, I'm not the one that's making the final decision, it's you five. And you have to be able to make that decision, you have to be able to explain it to all your constituents, not just the ones in the county, but the ones in municipalities. Which, you know, we're part of a county also. So, for me to say what's fair, I would love to see the revenue neutral, but let's be real, I don't think that that's the direction you're probably going to get. So,
well, the hard part is to justify revenue neutral as itself being fair.
I understand that, and from our standpoint, if you get to the point where we go back to the state statutes, where we've been doing something for 30 years, that's pretty much going to devastate us as municipalities, especially the small ones, and it hurts us severely as a city locale also. So thank you again for the opportunity, and it's a tough decision.
Thank you, Councilman. Mr. Winter.
I just want to say procedurally with the schedule that you outlined to everybody. The county is the last agenda
for the last meeting before the July 1st date when we have to have the form of the two state is the June 18th.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to emphasize that if we take that back to June 7th, which would be our agenda preparation deadline,
mm-hmm.
Then that means that if there is going to be an interlocal agreement with a different formula, that interlocal agreement has to get resolved before June 7th.
Okay. And one last thing. And there is another thing that I did want to extend to all municipalities. Sean Geary from the clerk's office wanted me to let them know that you have an open door invitation to come in and sit down in the clerk's office so he can walk you through the process of how the default formula, how we get to that default formula. So just please remember that if you want Mr. Gary's contact information, please call, you can call the county if you can't get it, and we can give you that information if any of you are interested in doing that. But he did want me to pass that along to you. Okay, anyone else? Start going around here, and we'll make one final pass for anyone else who has any further comments.
Councilman, 5-6 of us think that this is fair. You now have a formula that you can submit to the state to meet their requirements. Don't harm these municipalities.
I would like to remind the council that McIntosh does not have a population increase in the day. Most of our residents leave our town to go to other towns, so we do not have a population increase. And as you can see in the book that our town manager is putting together that we provided for you, our town does have a lot of value and historic value, and we would like you to recognize that as well. As far as Water City's worth, you're going to be have to be the one to have to decide that. We can't do that. But we can tell you that we love our hometown, and we thank you again for letting us be here.
So do we, especially in October.
With all due respect, my vice mayor, I don't think the county wants to take over all roads within all municipalities, and I, for one, do not want to go to my roads and street staff and be the one that said, see you later. I don't want to fire anybody. This 80% reduction of our roads and streets budget will decimate our roads and streets department. Six or eight of those guys, a few of them wear two different hats, will be gone. So, what we're arguing over here today is 10.59%. That's the decision you have to make. Statutorily, you can go there, county increases will go on its current take 10.59%. We are asking you to utilize that as a value-based number. A do no harm kind of number. So, you know, you can start here and find some value over time. I've heard there's some talk about that. That's something that I think everyone in the room is at least willing to listen to. But we are bringing you a value-based, do no harm approach going forward. And we just hope that you understand, you know, that 10.5% is really what we're all talking about here. I understand it's a boom or the county, and it's still never known. I know that it's, you know, you're still being asked to do more with less. So we just implore you to take a real hard look at a do no harm value-based number for the municipality so it's not to harm us going forward. Thank you for your time too and having us here today.
In my comment for a different philosophy, if you don't do the value-based number, which I would support, it would get us through everything. But again, if you take over all the roads and you do all the stuff, I'm not looking for you to lay off or fire a bunch of people that's in the municipalities. If you take over the duties, you would have to have additional people on your road crews to probably do it. So I think the impact to to employees would be minimal at best, plus you would have all of the equipment. That's just an alternate philosophy is all I'm posing, if you can't come up with a formula.
Just ask a real quick question on a time schedule. We're not going to all of us get back together before you make your final decision, is that correct?
No.
No, okay. So if we're going to communicate with you or do anything, just send it to you.
Absolutely.
Okay, notes or comments, whatever. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, no. If somebody comes up with a magic wand, please.
I'd just like to say, you know, we're all working together, and it's for all 100% of Marion County. So, as you said, if you go, if you come up with a magic formula, please let us know, please, I will set up a next day. But we're still working at it, and we will work together with you.
All right. Thank you all for taking the time out of your busy schedules this morning to be here. And I know that you have met on separate occasions to work on this. And I do want to thank you for your work. And we will get it out with you and let you know exactly what we're going to do. That has to be, like I said, our agenda deadline is June 7th. And then it will be on our agenda for June 18th. So thank you all for your participation. With that, we are adjourned.